One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. What can I say? I just love superheroes. Hello, my friends, and welcome to episode number 89. This one's entitled, I Love Superheroes. And I do. Yes, absolutely, 100% love superheroes. Truly, truly geek deep, nerdification, funk-a-trip-dip-liciousness, do I love superheroes. And it goes way back, way, way back. Oh my word, I don't even remember a time in my life where there weren't superheroes. So much of this goes back to mostly my father, but my parents raised my brothers and me on science fiction and superheroes. I was born and raised on science fiction and superheroes. Now, I just want to take a little side story for a moment and just talk about this thing about superheroes and science fiction. I've been in a number of debates about whether superheroes are science fiction or science fiction superheroes, or are they mutually exclusive of each other? And once at a Comic-Con, at the Seattle Comic-Con, way back maybe 2015, I sat in on a panel where they were talking about that topic, the idea of whether or not superheroes are science fiction. Well, basically, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Some science fiction has nothing to do with superheroes. Some superheroes have nothing to do with science fiction. But then, I'm pretty sure Superman came from another planet. And that's alien, and that has sci-fi overtones. But I don't think I would consider Doctor Who a superhero. And I'm a huge Doctor Who fan. I love science fiction, and so did my dad. But they kind of cross over a little bit. Cyborg, he's the result of some science fiction, and he's a superhero. But not always the case. And in the end, it really doesn't matter. All I'm trying to get at is my dad raised me this way. My mother is a huge science fiction fan and superhero fan. My mom and I have gone to Comic-Cons. We watch all the Marvel movies. We watched all the Marvel movies way back in the early 70s when they were kind of cheesy. And anything else that came on TV that had to do with superheroes or science fiction. I remember way back in the day, there was a TV show called The Greatest American Hero. And it was about a guy who acquired superhero powers, maybe in a suit he was wearing, and it came in an instructional manual. That is a hard phrase to get out well. But he lost the manual, lost the book, and then he just had to do the best he could. He couldn't control the superpowers, didn't know what he had, and it was just... You know what? It was hilarious. My dad used to laugh so hard at this superhero trying to be a superhero. This dude, just an average Joe, trying to be a superhero. It was very comical. And The Incredible Hulk was on that time with Lou Ferrigno, and there was an early Avengers series and an early Spider-Man, but there was science fiction galore, Star Trek, Star Wars, Battlestar Galactica. I mean, the list is long. The list is long. And that's partly where it started was science fiction. I mean, I grew up on Star Trek and Star Wars. I was there when Luke got his hand cut off. And let me tell you, since I saw the first Jedi Knight, I have always wanted to be a Jedi Knight. And especially when Luke got his hand cut off, oh, let me tell you what. For me, they're superheroes, but in a different quality, in a different category. But I love sci-fi. I want to go to a Star Trek convention, just sci-fi. I love superheroes. I've been to many Comic-Cons. I've spoken at a number of different Comic-Cons, the Indiana Comic-Con, the Portland, Oregon Comic-Con, the Seattle Comic-Con, the Emerald City Comic-Con. And I just love that culture. I just love that culture so much. Once on Facebook, I put up this post on Facebook and Instagram about how I like Romulan girls, right, from Star Trek. I think Romulans are kind of sexy. And I'm always joking about when I go to Comic-Cons that I hope to meet a Romulan girl. But I think dating at Comic-Cons is great. And there's a lot of opportunity to do that. And they even have superhero, like the superhero speed dating, basically Comic-Con speed dating. Meet your geek nerdy lover at the Comic-Con. You know, you can pair up with people. I don't know, maybe you don't like Star Trek, you only like Star Wars. Maybe that's a deal breaker. Maybe you like DC too much. Could be a deal breaker. I don't know. It's just fun. Now, let me cover a couple things. Let me lay out just a couple things right off the bat. I am both a fan of Marvel and DC. Right now, of course, Marvel is everywhere. Stan Lee just passed away. I did a podcast. There's a link in the resources, I believe, what Stan Lee did for me. And I'd mention this. I'm both a fan of DC and Marvel. Marvel is basically taking over the planet right now, and I love them. Don't get me wrong. Big fan. Fantastic Four, Wolverine, Incredible Hulk. When I was real young, I was a huge fan of Thor. Not so much right now. But all my favorite superheroes, the ones that I really connect deeply with, come from DC. And I'm just laying this foundation because I want to share my love of superheroes with you. And I actually love superheroes so much, I created my own superhero sci-fi speaking persona. I have my own superhero, the one-handed superhero. His name is Droy Ko, and that's a combination of my nickname, Dro, D-R-O, and this rockin' Buddhist monk who had one hand and ran the Shaolin Temple. He was Bodhidharma's number one student, and the reason why all Shaolin monks bow with one hand. His name is Hoi Ko, or Hoi Ka, but I call him Hoi Ko. So I put the Dro and the Hoi Ko together, and I got Droy Ko. And he's my superhero. Go to theguardianofhope.com. There's a link in the resources. I've created my whole universe. I have an arch villain. I have other villains that I deal with. I have my own superhero. They're all illustrated by this great artist named Bella. Rachlin, I believe. I'm not pronouncing her name correctly, but I'll put a link in for her because she does great superhero illustrations. And I created that whole universe because I love them so much. And I use that as my resume to speak at Comic-Cons. So I'm just laying some stuff out. I'm a big sci-fi fan, big superhero fan, both Marvel and DC, love Star Wars, love Star Trek, all of that stuff. I think for me, it all falls into one just beautiful category. And I'm sharing this with you. If you've been following my podcast, you've probably know a lot of it, have heard some of it. But I'm just going to kind of put the whole thing all together here and just tell you that I love superheroes. And even to this day, at my age, I just turned 50. Sometimes I get all emotional at I get all emotional at superhero movies. Because real deep down inside, you know, superheroes, they should inspire you and motivate you. They should help cultivate your faith in humanity and wanting to be a better person. I just remember in one of the X-Men movies where Wolverine had to go back in time. Not great storyline plots there, but there was a moment where Xavier was talking to Wolverine, right? And Xavier at the time was played by Patrick Stewart, and he's just talking about how important it is to have faith. And it just, Oh, it was so moving for me. You know, I got to be real careful. I'm not crying. I got something in my eye. That's what's going on. But yeah, I get all caught up because they mean so much to me. And I have so much fun at Comic-Cons, not just speaking at Comic-Cons, but just being at Comic-Cons, looking at merchandise, seeing all the families, seeing all the kids dressed up, seeing all the costumes, just everything. I ran into this family at a Comic-Con. They were all dressed up like Superman and Supergirl, right? The whole family. And then Wonder Woman galore. And then when The Force Awakens came out, I was at the Indiana Comic-Con around that time. And there were so many Rays around. And I saw this 9-year-old girl. She was dressed up at Rey, like Rey. She looked like Rey. And I said, oh, I was so excited when I saw her. I got all giddy. She got happy. And I said, Rey, you're my hero. And she got stoked. She's like, thanks. Those things, I just love superheroes. Let me say it again. And then, can I go back to the superhero sci-fi geeky speed dating? That stuff's a hoot. And like I said, I'm always looking for a nice little Romulan girl at the Comic-Cons. Now, or, you know, I'd be very, very happy with the Jedi, or how about Batgirl? Because I love redheads. Oh, my word. Oh, my word. But I just want to tell you this little sci-fi side story. A while back, a couple years after I moved to Boise, I was dating this girl. And we had a good relationship in some parts, but overall not so great. It wasn't necessarily a long-term relationship, but we had some fun together. But she didn't really like my personality so much, or parts of my personality, or my direction in life. I'm not quite sure. But once we were hanging out eating dinner, and she got all serious on me, hardcore, like, and gave me some attitude about the life that I was living and where I was going. And she made this comment, and she said it with a little tude, with a little attitude in the tone of her voice. And she even looked at me oddly and had the funny gesture. She's like, so what do you plan to do with your life? As if I didn't have a life. And a few days before that, I was trying to decide how I wanted to end things with this young lady, how I wanted to stop dating her, because I knew it wasn't going to work out in the long run, and we weren't getting along that well a lot of the time. And I thought, oh, this is my opening. This is my opening. Here is my opportunity to bring everything to a halt. And she looked at me and she said that, and she had some attitude on it. I was a little hurt by that. But I thought, okay, here's my chance. And so let me back it up. She said to me, what are you going to do with your life, as if I don't have anything going on? And I looked at her very seriously. And I said, oh, you want to know what I want to do with my life? Okay, I'll tell you what I really want. I said, and I paused just for that extra added suspense and anticipation. I said, I want to be a Jedi Knight. Oh, yeah. And she freaked out. Oh, my word. And that was the last time I saw her. You know, for the right lady, for the right woman, that is winner, winner, chicken dinner statement. But for her, game breaker, deal breaker, over, and I wanted it to be, so that was a good thing. And I always think about that when I'm at speed dating at Comic-Cons or just talking to other superhero women. I remember I was flirting with Captain Marvel, this young lady. She looked so cute in her Captain Marvel suit. Oh, my word. And I've had just great beers. I've spent time drinking beer with with Batgirl, who was a redhead. Wow. Pow. Pow. Just funny, funny scenes. I have a picture of a scene where I'm in the bathroom, right? And there's all these superheroes lined up in the urinals. You know, you just don't see that much. You know, you got Thor, Batman's there, the Incredible Hulk, Wolverine. Yeah, everyone's lined up. They're all going to the bathroom. It's a funny, funny shot. You got to like superheroes and then the parts of superheroes you normally don't see. You know, and here I am, 15 minutes in, and I'm just talking about, well, basically how much I love superheroes and how much they meant to me and being born and raised on superheroes and the whole lifestyle that I have, I'm so, so into it. But, you know, I want to get to the heart of this podcast. I want to get to the heart of this podcast and There's a very specific reason why superheroes mean so much to me. And basically, in a very general sense, I will get to the specifics in a moment. To the very general sense, it's the whole iconology of the uber human, the superhuman, the superman. And that part of it is that they go through some great tragedy in their life. And I've mentioned this before if you've listened to my podcasts. Superman lost his whole planet. That's a big deal. Batman watched his parents get killed in front of him. Spider-Man couldn't save his girlfriend. There's just all this tragedy that superheroes overcome. And that means a lot to me. And then just the idea of being good and doing the right thing. Sometimes I speak about Batman and Wolverine. I mean, these guys are great superheroes. They're a little unstable, and you might be scared to run into them in a dark alley, but I'll tell you what, though they're unstable, they typically do the right thing. And they've turned some bad stuff into good stuff, and it's that transformation, it's that overcoming the negative to be a better person and to help people along that just means so much to me. I get so much out of that now. And as a kid, it was just something to really look up to. But it was really this overcoming adversity aspect that I just clung to as a young one-handed boy. Because as much as I love not having two hands right now, wasn't so easy when I was a kid. I got teased a lot and marginalized a lot and couldn't get on teams. And, you know, I mean, my close friends were always good to me, and I want that to be known. But in the greater scheme of things, at that time, before ADA, I mean, it was, you know, people didn't treat people that were different very well. And I had some hard times, and I found, you know, I was raised on superheroes, and one day I just really leaned into that. And you know who it is for me, my favorite superhero? Green Lantern. Yeah, DC. Green Lantern, and growing up, it was Hal Jordan. And the idea of the green power ring powered by willpower, because that is what it's having the will to overcome adversity, to power through things, and to make anything possible with that power ring. Oh, I connected so deeply with Green Lantern. Oh. And I just love the idea that willpower has such great power. Yes, the ring amplifies that. It creates energetic forms, anything he thinks he can create. And sometimes the Green Lantern creations are a little odd, but they make for great comic books. And the storyline's deep. The planet of Oa and the Guardians and the Green Lantern Corps, all of that. They got the Red Lanterns, Orange Lanterns, Sinestro, the evil villain. But it's willpower and overcoming adversity. When I was a kid, that meant so much to me. And my brother collected comic books. I would sneak his comic books. I would be under the covers reading them. I fell into the universe of superheroes because they inspired me. because they were good. They inspired me because they overcame adversity. They inspired me because they had superpowers. They could do great things. And that was my initial, just true point of inspiration. And I say, I actually went to the World Championship of Public Speaking, Toastmasters, International World Championship of Public Speaking, 2014, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Yes, I got all the way to the semifinals with a speech about superheroes and how they saved my life when I was a kid. They really did. You know, superheroes save people's lives. They're always saving the world. They're saving the universe. Yes, indeed. Yeah, well, they saved my life. They saved my life. I was just laughing because I did a podcast. It's in the link. I can't remember what number it is, maybe number 72, but it's called Are You a Superhero? And once I was dressed very on edge, like just out there. I had leather pants on, long leather coat, and funky vest, you know, and this little six-year-old boy came up to me and he asked me, he's like, hey, mister, are you a superhero? Okay, now what can you say to that? So, of course, I put on my best Superman pose and I looked down at him and I said, yes, I am. And he got all excited. He's like, mommy, look, it's a real superhero. And he said, is that how you lost your hand? Saving the world? Man, I thought I was going to cry. Come on, that's so beautiful. And I was like, yes, I did. He jumped up and down. He's like, wow, that's so cool. Oh, that moment is so dear to me because it's that kind of feeling that I get from superheroes, you know, and they saved my life. They allowed me to be that superhero for that kid. And really, you know, a superhero's job really is about hope and inspiration. And with both of those motivations, very easy. That's why my superhero, Droy Ko, the one-handed superhero, is known as the Guardian of Hope. So check it out, theguardianofhope.com. Check it out. See, it needs a little work. I'm getting ready to call Bella to get more illustrations, and I got to rewrite some of the history and just clear it up a bit. But I love doing it. It helps me get into Comic Cons. I love superheroes. I love science fiction. Deep down inside, I'm pretty geeky and pretty nerdy. I'm not super, super deep, but I'm deep in a very special way because, well, you know, superheroes saved my life when I was a kid. And I really leaned into them, and I've never left. They have always supported me. It was always a safe place. It was always an adventure and a dream and a journey, and it means so much to me. So sometimes when I say I want to be a Jedi Knight, I'm not lying. And there are times I want to be a superhero. You know, like a few years back, there was a big movement where almost vigilantes were dressing up like superheroes and guarding the streets at night. And then, you know, you think about that movie, Kick-Ass. Where they were just, people were becoming superheroes and doing these crazy things. I think about that sometimes. It's so funny. I totally think about that sometimes. But deep down inside, I think being a superhero is just being a good person, taking care of your parents, making children smile, making the world a better place. And then I talk a lot about superheroes. I do professional speaking about it. But then in every speech I talk about superheroes, I talk about, well, you know, superheroes truly that are close to me are people like Buddha and Jesus and Gandhi and Mother Teresa. Because these are humans that have done great, amazing things. They are superheroes to the world. They do great things. But man, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't mind running into Superman or Green Lantern sometime. And had nothing wrong with hanging out with the Hulk. Yeah, Iron Man would be pretty cool too, you know? I would kick it with Wonder Woman. Yes, indeedy, fettuccine. Bada bing, bada boom. What can I say? Okay. Well, hey guys, that's guys and girls out there in superhero land. Schlubingle. I'm going to bring it to an end, right? That's everything that I wanted to say, and I had a lot of fun talking about it, and I'm just opening my heart a little bit to you and sharing more deeply who I am. Look for me out there in the professional speaking world. I'm getting ready to make another comeback. Check me out at some Comic-Cons. Look for me at Comic-Cons, and you might see me at the next Star Trek convention. So with that, up, up, and away! Oh, what about a little Mighty Mouse? Underdog? Oh, the list is long. So, who's the gnat? The green guy. Not the green guy, the blue guy. Oh, so far I can't remember. His sidekick was a moth. That's right. And his catchphrase was, Spoon! Okay, next week, same bat time, same bat channel. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.